This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, this is The Shade.
With your hosts,
Thabo and Sesh.
Yeah.
Right here on Active FM.
Yeah.
And today we have a spicy lineup.
Oh, today's show is amazing.
It's amazing.
I love
you. You have never said that for any of our other shows. What makes this show different, Thabo? You're actually very excited for today's show. I don't know if you can hear how excited Thabo is.
Yes, I am smiling as I'm saying this.
He is smiling as he's saying it.
Yeah, no, today's show is a special one, Sesh.
Is it?
Yes.
What is the reason?
So for today's show, we have something very special planned for all you people and for ourselves.
I think Thabo's just excited to do this for himself.
Yeah.
Like this is...
Yeah.
So based on already you would have seen the title of our show, mm-hmm. we are doing prank calls today.
Prank calls.
So we are literally going to call some of the Active FM DJs. They don't know we're calling them.
Nope.
We've put the number on private number. Hopefully they answer because...
Hopefully.
I don't think I'd answer a phone call from a private number, would you?
No, I wouldn't, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't, personally.
But not because I have like debts or anything.
You know? No, but just because...
It's yeah.
Why are you hiding your identity?
Why?
Which is exactly. What we're doing now.
You might want to prank call me.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. There's mm-hmm. sometimes that even if it's a number, I'm like, there's a reason you're not on my call, my call list, my contact list. And then, yeah. Sometimes I do answer.
Sometimes.
I got prank called. Can I just
Did
say?
Did you?
It wasn't actually a prank call. So what happened was DJ Cave. No, DJ Stone.
DJ Stone, okay.
Wait, here's so many DJ names. DJ Stone, right?
Mm.
From the Cave show.
Yeah.
Or he's also in the VAR show.
Yep.
What's his name in the VAR show?
DJ Stone.
DJ Stone.
Yeah,
let's go. Wow. Wait, his name's DJ Stone in both?
Yeah, he has one DJ name.
Oh, okay. Very weird. The fact that he chose Stone of all things. But anyway, so he called me for a work matter. But now there was a number he phoned me on that I didn't have saved. So he phoned me and I answered. And then I didn't recognize his voice. Because he didn't say, hey, Sash, whatever, whatever. So
yeah.
He pretended that he was calling from a bank.
Mm.
And he asked if I have time, if he could take up a minute of my time to, you know, speak to me. Because, you know, banks do that. But now the only reason, I was even nice. I said yes. How often do we say no to these banks that phone us? I was nice because there's a specific thing I'm looking into getting. So there's a specific account I want to open. So I was like, you know what? I'll listen to what they have to say because maybe they'll offer me something. And then and then I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, seriously, Sash? I was like,
huh?
After I was so nice. After I handled that call. And then, but I didn't feel like it was, he didn't plan to prank call me. He was probably expecting me to be like, whatever.
And then
but
halfway, then, he's like, oh, flip.
But the reason he got me was because I didn't save his contact. Yeah, that was the reason.
Hmm.
Yes, but everyone we're phoning today, except for two of the Active... I don't think two of the Active FM DJs have my number. I'd be shocked if they do, but I don't think they do because I've never contacted them before. So two of them don't have my number, and then the others do have my number, so that is why we're going to put it on private. Then we're going to see who we can prank. Who will fall for it? Who will recognize us? Who will never know that they even got a call from us? Yes. So, are you ready, Thabo?
I am ready.
Yes. Let's go. So, for our first prank call, we will be phoning Comfort.
Comfort.
She's from True Talk. And I personally have never spoken to her. Thabo personally has never spoken to her. So, this will be the first time that we have contact with her. Well, Thabo's actually the one that's going to speak to her now.
Yep.
Thabo, what is the prank?
So the prank is, I'm going to pretend that I'm a long-time friend of hers. And basically, I'm going to be calling and saying it's been so long. And I would love to hear from her soon. And I would love to meet.
And obviously, she's not going to know who he is.
Yep.
And then he's going to act absolutely horrified because she doesn't remember her best friend of all time.
Michael.
All right, are you ready, Thabo?
Ready.
All right, let's go.
Let's kick it.
answering service.
Man, she didn't answer. Sorry, your best friend doesn't want to speak to you.
I'm depressed.
It's okay, Tabo. There's many other best friends in the world.
Yeah, Michael is a lot of friends. He does.
All right, so we have chosen that Michael is now Ben. So Tabo is going to be Ben.
Ben.
And he's going to be phoning Marcus from the sporting base.
Yep, DJ Marcolino.
Right, hopefully he'll answer the phone and Tabo can tell him how much he misses him.
It's been so long.
It's been so long since they've seen each other, hung out.
Yeah, you know.
And don't forget to get really offended when he doesn't remember who you are.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Marcus speaking, hello.
Hey, what's up, Marcus?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you good, man?
Great, man. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, you speaking to Ben, bro, your friend.
Speaking to who?
Ben, from high school, man.
Ben!
Ben!
Huh? Your dog!
Hey, Marcus, bro, you don't remember me, bro?
Remind me, dog.
No, man, Ben with the braces, man.
Come on. What?
Come on, Marcus, bro. With the braces. The teeth. I was short. I was short, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, the short guy.
The short guy with the braces.
Yeah.
Went to the same high school?
Yeah.
Wait, Ben?
Yeah.
No, remind me more, dog.
Come on, man.
Are you a brother of someone?
I was in the group there, man, with Fiso, man.
You were in a group with Fiso?
Yeah. I was squad there.
Bro,
How are you, man?
I'm good, bro. And yourself? Long time, bro.
I'm awesome, man. I'm awesome.
Where did you get my number?
No, man. I was listening to Active FM there, man. It's called the sporting what?
The sporting base.
Yeah. And I heard you there, man. Yeah,
I'm
man.
I'm glad, bro. Did you enjoy the show?
Ah, it was nice, man. You guys are crazy, man. Yeah. I just thought I'd call you, man. Yeah, man.
Yo, that's good, bro. Yes,
yeah, man. I know, man. It's cool. Yeah.
Where are you now, bro?
No, I stay in Randio now, man.
You staying where?
Ormonde.
Oh, you staying in Ormonde?
Yeah, I stay there now.
Where do you used to stay, dog?
Ah, man. I was there at Kipler Park that side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, that's good, bro. You sure? You're doing well for yourself, bro.
I'm doing well, man. Yeah, man. I'm working now.
What are you working at?
It's CNA.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Where are you, man?
No, I'm at the IT company, bro.
IT company. Is it big?
Huh?
Is it big?
Yeah, it's big, but yeah. We're at Mayfair now, bro.
Oh, I know. That's cool, man. That's cool.
That's good to hear your voice, man.
I know. Cool, Marco. Cool, man.
Yeah. Look, man, save my number and let's chat on WhatsApp, okay?
Okay, cool, man. Cool.
Away, dog.
Away.
So he completely fell for that. Why didn't you break it to him? What? You want him to continue thinking that Ben, his longtime friend... You forgot to break it to him.
I forgot to break it to him.
How could you forget to... So Marcus from the sporting base has a friend named Ben.
Yep.
That stayed in Kibler Park, which is a place in Johannesburg South.
Yep.
That is now working at CNN, which is a South African company.
Yep.
Stationery company.
Yep.
Wow.
Marcus and Ben, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
We've been friends for some while.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, so the next person we are going to be pranking is Andrew from The Void Show.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, don't hate us after this. I'm pranking him this time. And Tabo, I won't forget to reveal that it is The Shade. So I'm going to be phoning him as a matriculant who is freaking out because I have no idea what I'm going to do next year. And prelims are almost ending, finals. I'm about to go into finals. And I don't know what I want to do with my life. My parents want me to study accounting and I don't want to study accounting, but... You can't go to your parents and say, I don't want to study accounting when you don't have anything else to do with your life. So, I'm just going to go straight into it, and he's going to give me the advice. So hopefully he answers, but here we go.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I didn't know who else to phone, so I just thought I'd phone you because I'm freaking out right now. Like, prelims are nearly done. I have final exams coming up, and I have no idea what I want to do after school. And I can't. My parents, I told you already, my parents want me to study accounting, and I don't want to study accounting because I don't want to be an accountant. But I can't tell them that I don't want to do accounting if I don't have anything else to do. So I really need you as a friend right now to just like tell me, what must I do? Like, what do I do when I get to the end of matric? I'm freaking out right now.
Can I just say that this is Fresh speaking?
Ah, Andrew, you suck! Andrew, you officially suck. How did you know, Andrew? How did you know?
I just know, eh?
Flip, you have that intuition when the shade throws you. Damn it, ass.
Like, you did try, but you sound more like Fresh than you do like the matric.
What does the matric sound like, Andrew? Alright, well, we tried. Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate your almost prankable self. Not.
Okay.
We hope you have a good day further.
Okay.
And if a matric phoned you, Andrew, help them out, man. Like, seriously. These poor matrics. All right, cool. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, thank you, Serge. Bye.
Bye. Andrew sucks. It's because he's on an astronomy show. Astronomers just know. Damn it.
Come on, Serge.
All right, Tavo, who are we pranking next?
So next, we're going to be pranking DJ Aqua from The Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And the prank will be, she has run out of toilet paper.
So just to give you background, DJ Aqua actually is involved in running a coffee shop. It's called Grounded Coffee. If you're in the south of Johannesburg, come get coffee. It is amazing coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But Tabo's going to phone from the perspective of, he's asking if this is grounded.
Yeah.
And then he's going to say, your toilet paper's run out. How can you do this? It's a terrible service. Yeah. Who are you, Tabo? What is your name?
Michael.
Michael. We're going back to Michael. All right. Hopefully she falls for it. But here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Is this Boneka Nzakana speaking?
Yes, it is.
According to my books, are you the owner of Grounded Coffees?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry to disturb you. I just have a complaint.
Okay.
About the service.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Michael.
To who?
Michael.
Michael.
Yes. I was drinking coffee, and then I wanted to go to the loo, and I spoke to one of your employees, and they told me that I should go to the loo, but when I went there, there was no toilet paper.
Yes. I mean, that's a very big, awesome complaint.
So you've run out of toilet paper?
Yes. Tabo.
Yes?
Tabo. Yes. I know your voice.
Oh, man. This is the shade phoning. We're doing prank calls for this week's show. And Michael wanted to know why there was no toilet paper.
Yep. I'm like, this is very funny. And I was like, let me just let him carry on. But yeah.
When did you know it was him?
I just know voices. You know, so, my earphone sound is very good.
So from the beginning, you knew it was him?
Yep.
No ways. Tabo. No ways. At least give me the first 5 seconds.
Like,
give me the first 5 seconds.
Did you hear me now? Then I was like, no, let me try, see if I can act professional for you. But then I couldn't.
You know what? It's fine.
Did you see? I didn't even hesitate. I was just like, Tabo, it's okay.
Yeah. And then Tabo looked at me. He was like, I was like, well, you need to.
Whatever.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Yes, and please make sure that you have toilet paper at all times.
Okay. You know what? Tabo, I'm gonna do it to you one day. And even with me telling you, you still won't know it's me.
Oh, we need to record that and put that on the shade. So just wherever you are, find me.
Especially, I'll let you know in advance.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, cool. Thank you. Goodbye.
See,
these last two, they know us too well. Man. You know what? It's actually that they just know us. Like, no, they know our voices.
But listen, listen. If it was Ben.
If it was Ben?
If it was Ben.
Oh, wow. So you're blaming it on the name now.
Michael.
Wow.
If
all
it
right.
was Ben, she would have...
One last prank.
For toilet paper.
One last.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they fall for it.
Hopefully.
I think they might, because this person also... we have never had contact with.
We are not very familiar with.
In fact, we're not familiar with at all.
At all.
We haven't spoken to them. So hopefully they answer the phone. They're not like Comfort, who was wise and didn't answer her phone.
But we have shaded them, though.
We have shaded them, yes.
Yes, we have.
But we don't know if they listened to our shade.
Okay.
They might have not.
Well, for their sake, we hope they did. Here we go. So, for this last prank, Sash will be calling the long-awaited Mlindeni.
The Love Show himself, man.
Yep, Mr. Love Show himself.
And what better way to prank him than to call him and tell him that I love him.
Mm.
And that I want to be in a relationship with him, but I've been so scared to speak to him about it.
Yes.
That I finally plucked up the courage because I thought, you know what?
Yes.
If I lose him, I lose everything.
Just like in the movies.
And then if he doesn't recognize me, which he won't recognize me because... what type of girl just phones you and tells you that?
Yep.
I will burst into tears and be very upset at the fact that he doesn't even know who I am.
Yes.
And I thought we had a connection.
Yes. And he will either hang up or he will try and console you and play along.
Yes. I just really hope he answers the phone because I don't think he'll recognize my voice. I'm going to disguise it.
Yes.
But, yeah. Hopefully he hasn't listened to the shade.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Last prank call.
This is the answering service for...
How can a girl's voicemail like that?
Straight
to voicemail. There's not even hope.
You know what? I think I'm going to try WhatsApp call him because I don't think he has my number. If he does have my number, I'll be like, why do you have my number? Let me turn it on its head.
Okay, so he did not answer that number, but we have received one more number. We're not sure if it's going to work, but we thought we would just give it a try anyway. But if he doesn't answer, we are then going to try Comfort once again. But this time, I'm going to take off no caller ID. Reason being is because I don't think she has my number saved. Mm. And then we're going to see if she picks up and if Tabo can, tell her that he loves her. All right, let's try. And it is silent. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hi, I just wanted to, you know, speak to you. I've been meaning to tell you this for like a long time now, but I've been scared to tell you this, but I feel like it's the right time because you only really live once, you know. I'm in love with you. Oh my goodness! Okay, first of all, his line was quite bad.
Ooh.
So he did say, yes, he can hear me. And then that was it.
Ooh.
That was hectic.
He heard you too well.
He heard me too well. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how someone from The Love Show responds.
Uh-huh.
I actually had a feeling he was going to put down after he did that. But now we never had the chance to tell him. Oh, well.
Yeah, two out of two.
Two out of two, sort of-ish. Yeah, no, we did get him.
We did.
He flipped out. He put down the phone.
Panicked.
I feel like we should still try Comfort one more time. What do you say, Tabo? Let's just see if she answers. If she doesn't answer, you know, she doesn't answer.
Okay.
Right? I'm sure our listener right now is going, yes, try Comfort one more time. Right?
Mm-hmm, Comfort.
So we are going to try her one more time. I'm just taking off, I'm putting on my caller ID. And we are going to try her. Tabo, are you ready?
Ready. Hello?
Hello?
Am I speaking to Comfort?
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank God. Comfort.
Yes, I can hear you.
I've been meaning to tell you this, but I've been scared. I won't lie, I've been scared.
Okay.
But I feel like this is the right time to tell you this.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, yes. I have feelings for you.
I can't hear you.
Hello? Did you hear that last part?
I didn't hear anything. You will, it's like you're far from your phone.
Oh, damn it. Oh, man, that took a lot.
calm down, breathe in.
Okay, breathe in. Okay.
Ah,
okay.
Breathe out.
Comfort.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, you know, ever since school, you know, I've always seen you in class. And I've seen you as a smart girl. You're a very smart girl. And that's why I thought I should tell you that I've had feelings for you this entire time.
From school?
Yeah.
My goodness. Who am I? Okay. Who is this?
No. Look, I couldn't tell you there, you know, because of the class and the teacher, you know, I couldn't.
Whoa. Hold on. Can you take a deep breath? So who am I speaking to?
No, listen. You know what? It's okay. It's okay.
No, hello?
It's
hello?
Okay. It's
hello?
Okay.
Hi, Comfort. You are speaking to The Shade from Active FM, and you have just been prank called.
Wow.
That was trouble. Yes.
What's up, Comfort?
How are you, Comfort?
Oh my God.
We're glad you answered the second time, because the first time we called you on a private number and we thought, you know what, let's just try it one more time with a normal call ID.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're sad.
But aren't you relieved, though, that there's not the strange dude telling you that he loves you?
Oh my God. You can't be serious. Like, my heart just literally went out.
No, but you kind, eh? Even like let the guy.
Yeah. And you told him to take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Compose yourself.
Thank you so much, Comfort. You have officially been pranked by The Shade.
I couldn't hear what he was saying.
That was because he was far from the phone.
Yeah.
And then he came closer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. You're serious right now.
Yep.
We are sorry, but we're not sorry.
Yeah.
That is what The Shade does.
What's the point of you saying sorry, but you're not sorry?
No, we are sorry, but for the good of The Shade,
yeah.
This is our listeners just enjoyed that.
Yes.
So thank you, Comfort. We thank you.
Oh my word.
We thank you.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Oh! Tabo was the one that said, I'm just saying.
No.
ASAP.
Wait, what?
ASAP.
All right, we will wait to hear from your lawyers then.
Just take your phone. He's calling right now.
Thank you so much, Comfort.
All right, dear. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. She fell for it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was successful. That was... So our last two pranks were very, very successful. And Marcus still doesn't even know he was pranked. Marcus, if you're listening to The Shade,
yeah,
we pranked you.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there's no person, Ben.
Yeah.
Benny's table.
Benny's,
but we're going to keep you hanging. So, you know, if he listens to The Shade,
then you can
mention on the sporting base that you realized you were pranked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I this was funny.
Was successful.
This was successful.
3 out of 5, eh?
3 out of 5. We got 3 out of 5. Unfortunately, 2 of them knew our names very well.
Knew
our voices, sorry. Our
and
voices
names.
And names, yeah, because they both said our names directly. So next time. Yeah, next time we need to. If you have someone that you want us to prank call as The Shade, then you can WhatsApp us. Active FM has a WhatsApp line. You can find it on our social media on Instagram. And you can let us know who you want us to prank,
what you want us to say to them, and you can send us through their number, and we shall do that for you.
Right there.
Right here on the sheet.
Just for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, this being Active FM.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Reddit. Yeah, because we are on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So go check us out there.
You guys can also catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Look under your table.
We're there.
We're there. Looking at you, waving.
Wait, wow, we are waving.
Yes, yes, we are.
If you looked under your table right now, we are laughing at you.
No. Technically, we're there because we're the shade. And I'm sure there's some shade
under the table.
Yes, exactly.
So wherever you see shade, you can know that we are close.
We are there.
We are nearby.
Yes,
we are. We are in your midst.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za. But we will see you next time in another shady episode.
Of the shade.
Of the shade.
From us.
The shade.
To you.
Peace out.
I keep running away from home. So what's the meaning of life if existence?